Good morning, Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Maddie. Do you mind holding?
Okay.
Thank you.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you, and book your next appointment. melbournebirdvet.com.
Our clinic is one of only two bird-only veterinary clinics in Australia and is the only bird-only veterinary clinic in Victoria. We offer avian surgery, new bird examinations, sessions with our behaviourist and annual wellness checks. Your birds are always welcome for any reproductive issues, parasites, diseases or cancers. Ask us about making an appointment when we return to the phone.
You'll find us at 1 George Street in Scoresby. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 12 noon on Saturdays and 11 to 12 noon on Sundays. And you're always welcome at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
At Melbourne Bird Vet.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I've got a Corella here.
Like a wild one or a pet one?
Well, I don't know. It was found.
Oh, okay.
It was found. Yes. And I don't know if it's sick or not. It doesn't look like it's got any, like, that feather beak thing.
Yeah,
because it doesn't look like that.
Yep.
But it's got, its beak's a little bit long.
Okay, yeah.
A little bit long. And its poo is a bit runny. It's like a darkish runny colour.
Okay, yep.
And it was found just sitting on the grass, like tucked up, like how they go to sleep. During the day.
Yeah.
And I've had it in a cage here, and it's eaten a bit of feed and drank a bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's a pet. It doesn't. Well, it's not like super frightened.
Yeah, so
but then if they're not well,
yeah, they seem friendlier or like less frightened if they're not well. Yeah,
that's right.
So what you can do? Do you think you'd be able to catch it, or is it not quite that?
No. I've got it in a cage.
Oh, okay. You got it in the cage. Oh, awesome. Well, you could definitely. If you're wondering what to do, are you nearby to us, or are you quite far from Scoresby?
No, I'm not that far.
Yeah, well, you can bring the bird in here. Obviously, we'll check straight away for any major, like, stuff, yeah, like beak and feather. Sometimes it's not as obvious. And then we can take it into hospital here, no charge to you. And we can, have a look and see if the bird's able to go to a wildlife care or if it's got something more serious.
Because I come to you guys. I've got ringneck parrots, so
okay, yep.
I've got it separate, just in case,
You could definitely bring the bird here if you're able to. Then we're here till I'll be here till about like 1 o'clock. The vet leaves shortly though, and we can just pop it in a cage even until tomorrow, and we can, if it needs X-rays or anything like that, we can do that as well.
So it'll be warm and comfortable there?
Yeah, so we've got the warm cages and we've got food and everything. If the vet's still here by the time you get here, and she thinks it's something that's, critical, that's going to affect its quality of life, obviously we've got to think about that. But we'll get you to fill in a form as well when you drop the bird off, just about where it was found and everything as well.
Yeah, because I hate to see anything suffer.
Yeah, of course, Are you able to come down before 1 o'clock today?
Yeah. What time will the vet be there till?
It does depend. If you came down straight away, she might be here. It's just, if she's not, it's just me here, and I can do the normal, like, small cares, but I can't obviously do the clinical stuff, like give any medication or anything like that until it's checked by the vet.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll get it. All right. It's like in a bigish cage. It's the only thing I had on hand. So yeah. I'll just get someone to help me put in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And I'll come straight away because I don't want to see it suffer.
Yeah.
If it is. If it
is. Yeah. I mean, if you're not that far away, I can let the vet know. And
Yeah. I'm not that far. I'm Roval, but I'm straight down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you want to get it in the car and head down, I'm pretty sure she should still be here.
That would be great if she could wait. And hey, if you have to put birds to sleep,
yeah.
How do you do it?
So it's usually an injection in the vein. And sometimes they have to have some anaesthetic or something if they're quite frightened and not, like, you know, moving around. So it does depend on how the bird is looking and how docile it is. But usually, yeah, it's an injection in the vein, usually like the jugular or the wing vein.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it goes peacefully.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So that's why a lot of the time we do use anaesthetic or some sort of sedative so the bird is calm, already sleeping. Before we
that would be. I mean, even when I go on, when I have an operation, they give me that calming.
So usually, unless the bird's already so critical that it's barely moving, but usually we do give some sort of anaesthetic or something, because the birds are so frightened, we don't want to be handling it too much and frightening it.
No.
Yeah. So we'll do. Hopefully, this one doesn't need to be put down. But obviously, we do it as humane as possible if that does have to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a very short tail, it's got a bit of red on its, you know, cheeks and that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can definitely have a look. Sometimes it's something obvious as soon as we see the bird in here. So if the vet's here, she could probably quickly have a look if she's not busy and even let you know what she thinks. But yeah, I guess it depends if, how busy she is. Yeah.
All right. Well, ask her to wait, and I'm coming. I'll get a neighbour to help me just quickly put it in the back of the car. And
right.
Thank you. I won't be long.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye.